Get Sam's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com or by downloading the Storm Tracker 13 mobile app. 6:36 right now on KRDO's Morning News. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is ABC political analyst Steve Roberts. And Steve, we know that there's broad support for President Biden's approach to COVID-19, but what does this mean for any expectations of bipartisanship, especially what we've seen over the past few weeks when it comes to that nearly $2 trillion stimulus package?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, out in the country, there is significant bipartisan support for this bill. ABC poll shows 68% of Americans support Biden's approach to the COVID pandemic. That includes 35% of Republicans. And the reason is obvious. Colorado Springs, along with everywhere else, Republicans have gotten sick too. Republican businesses have closed. Republican schools have closed. Republicans are out of work. And so there's a real need on the part of Americans that show that have nothing to do with partisanship. On the other hand, in Washington, the partisanship has grown much sharper. There's not a single Republican vote for this bill in either the Senate or the House. I think going forward, the lesson is that all the talk that from Joe Biden about unity, all the talk about bipartisanship, all the talk about working across the aisle really has been kicked to the sideline. And I think both sides are to blame for that. I don't think the Republicans were serious about negotiating, and I don't think the Democrats were serious either. They wanted a bill this size. They believe the lesson from 2009 when, remember, Joe Biden was vice president, Obama took over, there was a huge economic crisis. They felt that the lesson was that they did not go big enough and that there were two results of that. The economy recovered slowly, and the Democrats got clobbered in the 2010 off-year elections. And so this huge bill, which is going through with no Republican votes, is designed for two purposes, to stimulate the economy and to protect Democrats in the elections next year.
And I know we've seen a lot of discussions, you know, the Democrats saying, well, we are the majority, we are going to do majority things. Then we also saw during the impeachment hearings, pretty much, you know, Republicans staying lockstep as far as the decision to acquit former President Trump, mainly on that party line as well. But what does this mean moving ahead for some other key policies for the president, especially knowing that there could be a couple moderate voices out there, but not too many?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very difficult. There was some flicker of hope right in the beginning. Remember, there was that meeting of 10 Republican senators down at the White House, and we hadn't seen anything like that for years during Trump. But it just never got serious. The negotiations never got serious. And I think there's going to be very few issues, maybe a debate over infrastructure for some of the same reasons. You know, Republicans drive cars over bad bridges. Republicans take trains, you know, and so there is that's a nonpartisan question. So there's a possibility of cooperation there. But the next real big fight here is going to be over voting rights. Democrats are deeply alarmed that around the country, state legislatures are trying to pass a vast number of bills that are going to restrict the ability of people to vote, particularly people of color and low incomes and low educations. And the Republican theory clearly is we are going to restrict and suppress the ability of people to vote. And Democrats deeply alarmed about that. And so they hope to pass two pieces of legislation that would set federal rules on voting. But to do that, they're going to have to change the filibuster rules. And the real question, the single biggest question in Washington right now, after the COVID bill gets signed, do the Democrats change the filibuster rules to carve out exceptions for voting rights? There are exceptions for judges. There are exceptions for budget bills. We just saw that. Democrats passed the COVID relief bill because the filibuster could not be used against it. And that's the big question facing Washington. The next big fight is going to be over voting rights.
Well, this is a very fascinating subject and something we'll obviously keep an eye on, is obviously things are only going to get worse from here as far as this divide in Washington. ABC, Steve Roberts, thanks so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Happy to talk to you anytime. Thanks.
Thank you. 6:41 right now on KRDO News Radio. We have another check of traffic and weather just around the corner here on KRDO's Morning News.